We continue Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Tezvav Kol Eidus Sheish Loi Adam Hanobo. If any type of testimony where the person has any benefit, Bezer Tzad Negiya, where he is partial in any way, Afilu B'derech Rechoika, even if it's far fetched, Pasul Leid, he can't say Eidus. A Rebbe for a Talmud or a Talmud for a Rebbe may say Eidus for each other. However, if somebody was a broker in a deal and he already got his pay and there's now a dentar between the buyer and the seller, and he even if he already has been paid, may not say testimony, because if the deal will remain, even if he doesn't have to give back his brokerage fee, still he wants the deal to remain. And that makes him a negei be'edus. The pasuk says zayin sivash loytov osu b'toich amav. The pasuk says suddenly he did something not good, something inappropriate. V'dashinan. What is the pasuk referring to? Zabar b'ashav shob. Somebody who comes with a power of attorney, umis abal riv loy, and gets involved in a dispute that really has no bearing to him. That means somebody representing or somebody getting involved in a case where he really is not a party. Dafka kishnei balabat beladim hem beir. But where is it inappropriate to act in that fashion? Where the two litigants are in town. Al gagon shaloiva hu olam. But the loiva is a very strong person. Or baal tainus and hard to argue with. V'yar ha-malva litanimai. And the malva is fearful to have a dispute with him. Masha, so he asks somebody else to represent him. Zem is Abba Rivloy, that is considered that this person got involved in a dispute that has nothing to do with him. Avlam Netve Ir Acheres, if the person to whom there's a claim is in a different city, and the person who is making the claim, the plaintiff, it's difficult for him to go to that city, and therefore Mashalacher, he points somebody else. So the person who's been asked is actually doing a mitzvah to help get to the right conclusion. But if somebody that does that hold it, if somebody's appointed as an attorney, that that's his livelihood, then it would be mutter. However, that those say that if somebody hired a lawyer because he feels that the lawyer could do a better job to represent him than he can do it himself, then he may. However, even though we're learning a leniency in appointing an attorney, that's of course only when the attorney will remain honest in all of his claims that he makes on behalf of his client. Sif Yudzayin. A person should do whatever he can to avoid making a shvua, an oath, whatever it's possible. And when dayanim are faced with a case where maybe the halacha should point in the direction of making a shvua, the dayanim should do whatever they can to convince the parties not to make a shvua. And the Chasam Sofer writes that this was always the custom in Klal Yisrael, that people were ready to lose money and to do whatever they can not to swear, even though they knew what their shvur, even though they knew their oath is true, they should try to compromise whatever possible to avoid a shvur, even if it means taking a loss, because the issue of making a shvua, where of course when a shvua is made, we use the Shem Hashem, is very serious. Those poskim who suggest the Shvus Yaakov, that even a handshake is considered a shvua, and one should avoid making that type of a commitment if at all possible. Sif Yudches, Misha Chaver Nischayev LeShvua, somebody who has to make a shvua towards another party. And I see that the person who's supposed to make a shvua is going to make a false shvua. I should do whatever I can to compromise, to avoid making a false shvua. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, shvuas Hashem tiyeh b'shneim, darshinim, shvua chal al shneim. They both have to swear. Even the person who's not swearing is considered a participant and therefore should avoid having that shvua made, particularly when he knows that the shvua that's going to be made is false. Sif yitesh yisrael yideh, edus levi kachavim, shlei shlei dinim yisrael b'akraseim. Yisrael then knows testimony on behalf of a nachri that has a case in secular court. By offering the testimony, the Yisrael that he's going to offer the testimony about is going to have to pay more than he would have had to pay in Jewish court. Then he may not say testimony, even though this is a case between a Jew and a non-Jew. But if that isn't the case, he's going to have to pay in secular court what he would have had to pay in Bezdin, he can't say testimony. If originally the Nachri designated the Jew to serve as a witness in this transaction, if the Jew was identified for that purpose and now he refuses to say Eidus, it will create a Chil Hashem, then he could say testimony. In general, when a Nachri knows that a Yisrael knows testimony, and the Yisrael is not coming to say testimony, and that could create a very difficult situation for Jews, the halach is that the Jew says the Shach should go say testimony. Sif Chof, Kozman Sha'adam Zoicher, Yochel Ha'ed La'olam. As long as somebody remembers what happened, he could say testimony forever. And there is no concern, since this happened so long ago, he doesn't remember exactly what happened. Even though he has a piece of paper on which what happened is written, and that helps him as a memory aid, when he was appointed as an aid, he wrote down on a piece of paper that he should remember what happened. V'shocha was hadover, and he really forgot what happened. The only reason he remembers is because he sees what he wrote on the piece of paper. He could say testimony. However, that's only when he sees this paper, he remembers and actually what happened. Or if he comes to remember because somebody reminded him, he could say testimony, even if it's the second aide who reminds him what happened. If it's the person on whose behalf he's saying testimony who reminded him what happened, then he shouldn't say testimony. This baldin, this litigant on whose behalf he's wanted to say Eidus, could tell somebody else what happened, and that outsider Yaskiro will remind him. The Havale in this guy, so it's not considered that he was reminded by the litigant himself, and since it's not considered that he was reminded by the litigant himself, then he could say Eidus. However, even though we're saying that if somebody wrote down on a piece of paper what happened, and that serves as a memory aid, that's acceptable. Of course, the piece of paper itself cannot serve as testimony. And in general, if Edim write a piece of paper and they send it to Bezdin, it's not considered valid Edis. But under certain circumstances, they are allowed to bring pieces of paper to Bezdin. If they bring a piece of paper because the case surrounds the piece of paper itself, that would be more permissible. Sif Chof Aleph, Eich Shukar V'lechem Adinim V'lechem Adayonim, a witness who is related to one of the litigants or to one of the Dayonim, or She'edim Kroim Zelazah, or related to each other, Afilu Kirva Alidei Neshaseyim, even if they're related because of their wives, Lepamim Psum Lahayid. Sometimes I can't say testimony. brothers cannot say testimony. But in order to understand the halacha, two brothers are considered rishon berishon. They're both on the same level. Their sons, two first cousins, are sheni b'sheni. Their grandsons are shlishi b'shlishi. A rishon berishon, of course, can't say testimony. A rishon and a sheni, or a sheni b'sheni, can't say testimony. Rishon b'shlishi is a machloikis. But the Rama says that we are machmer, that a rishon cannot say testimony in a shlishi in a rishon. Shlishi b'sheni, a kosher. Shlishi b'shlishi, a certainly kosher. There is a machloikis ha-paiskim that about mechutanim, the father of a boy and the father of a girl who are married to each other, could they say eidus on each behalf? Certainly, l'chatchila, one should not appoint those two individuals to say eidus together. V'afil krivim, furthermore, even if they're only relatives, rak l'orav loy la'lover, to the guarantor, not to the loiva, gam kein psum l'hoid la'loiva, they may not say testimony on behalf of the loiva. V'zesh apostle atara eidus krivim. This that we find that the Torah said that relatives are possible. It's not because we assume that they love each other and they're going to lie for each other. The halach is that they can't say testimony, whether it's to the benefit or not of the person that they're saying testimony for. It's exeris akosuf. But feel Moshe of Aaron like sharem zayd zelze. Moshe of Aaron can't say testimony for each other. The Cain, call aid to Ezer Karav Lechem and Askarim. Whenever you have an aid who is related, or Shekarav and Srachku had, or they were related, and now they're not related anymore, but the Dayanim aren't aware of this relationship, Tzarech Laidilhem, we must inform the Dayanim of their relationship, the Haim Yagidalai Alpiatira, and the Dayanim will tell us. If they are or aren't disqualified from saying Eidus. Sif Chabez. You have two people that one knows about the other one that he's a Rosh, he's possible from Eidus from a Torah. But the Dayanim are not aware that this person is disqualified. He cannot pair up to be an aid with this individual. Appreciate this emes, even though what's being said is the truth. Don't combine with a Russia to be an aid. Gzeris akosafi, and there's a halacha that the Torah teaches us, shekal aidus betela, that the entire aidus becomes disqualified, afilam rabim, even if you have many people saying aidus, em echad b'nei impossible. As soon as one of them is possible, the entire Eidus is possible. There's a Rosh Apostle Eidus from the Torah. Who is the individual who's considered possible? Who is the individual that is considered possible in the Torah? Kosh Avar Dover Shapash B'Yisrael Sheavera. Anybody who did something which is well known throughout Klal Yisrael that it's an Avera. U'Dover Shebeloy Satsum in the Torah. And this is something that involves a Nisr Daraisa, a Lav Daraisa. And this person, V'ava B'zodin, he violated this Aver B'mezid, V'loysa Tshuva, and he didn't do Tshuva. Abom Yesh Litlois. If, however, there's reason to believe that this person, also B'shkaga, he did what's being discussed, the Aver that he did B'shagig, or B'tasi Shloyodas Isser, or he just didn't know what he did was wrong, then like Nifsalaitis, he doesn't become disqualified, and somebody else could pair up with him to be an aide.